let's say this. If it is a war on drugs, did we lose? I mean, agree or disagree. Give me your basic premise in this.
Oh, George, based upon my experience, as you said, a federal prosecutor, been on the bench now for 25 years, we couldn't design a worse drug policy than drug prohibition if we tried. As I say, and I mean it, in fact, I don't mean to say anything controversial, and maybe people will think this is, but drug prohibition is the biggest failed policy in the history of our country, second only to slavery. And we're doing it just incredibly wrong, inflicting all kinds of unnecessary pain and problems upon ourselves. And we, in effect, literally, victory today in the war on drugs is simply slowing the pace of defeat. We are really, really causing troubles for ourselves. But fortunately, people are beginning to understand that, and there's definitely movements both in my state of California as well around the country to change away from drug prohibition, and maybe we'll have a chance to talk about that this evening.
Absolutely. You know, I work with police a lot here in Las Vegas. I go out on ride-alongs. I've worked with the street narcotics team and raiding grow houses, and I've done this for a lot of years. I respect the police here. And the cops on the street will say, look, you can't legalize it. We've got to fight it. Is it just sort of a mindset they get so used to doing it day after day they couldn't imagine legalizing it?
You know, it depends who you talk to, because I've spoken to lots of undercover officers who will tell me, you know, Judge Gray, I have a very dangerous job and I'm going to go to work today. And the odds are good that I'll come home and we'll do a good job and we'll arrest people and seize more drugs. But the problem will be worse tonight when I come home than it is when I'm going to work this morning. It's a full employment initiative for police officers, but they know it isn't working. And when I go and talk with people, and it doesn't matter, it can be conservative, liberal, religious based, education, whatever, I always ask the same question when I begin. How many people here believe that we in our great country are in better shape today than we were 5 years ago with regard to this critical issue of drug abuse and all the crime and misery that goes with it? And no one will raise their hands. And so at that point, people are starting to address the issue appropriately, because they then become to understand that we have no legitimate expectation of being in better shape next year than we're in today, unless we change our approach. So then what should we do? Well, it makes sense. Let's start looking at what we've done over the last 5, 10, 50, 100 years that has worked and not worked, and hopefully start focusing on what works, and then we'll start to make some progress.
Do your colleagues agree?
Yes.
Under behind the scenes, other judges, police?
And the answer is yes. It depends when you're talking to them publicly or privately, but I'd say that easily more than half and probably two-thirds of my fellow judges now understand what we're doing isn't working. And in fact, I was at the Hoover Institute, which is on Stanford University, three different times, where we brought in somewhere between 60 and 75 chiefs of police from around the country. And once the doors were closed and the microphones were turned off, they'd speak the same way I do, but they'd say, you know, we have a very political job. And unfortunately, I need political cover in order to talk this way, even though I understand it's true, because, you know, I have to respond to the mayor, I have to respond to the city council and the editorial boards of my local papers, and people won't understand, so I have to talk this way. Let's incarcerate our way out of this, even though I know full well that it isn't working.
Well, how do you get away with it? I don't know. In Orange County, is a judge's position appointed or is it elected?
Well, it's actually both. If there is a opening, then it's appointed by the governor. And honestly, that's about 90% of the judges the way they originally get the job. But anyone can run for the office if they've practiced law for 10 years and they live in the county. And if they choose to run against a judge, or there's an open seat because the judge retired, et cetera, then they can do that. But most of them are appointed by the governor. I was twice, to the lower and then the higher trial court.
And has anyone ever come after you in a political sense, challenged you, mounted a campaign against you because you're soft on drugs?
George, I was amazed. I felt that I had to come out and speak publicly about this because I'm a conservative judge in a conservative county. I've never used any form of illicit substance. I'm pretty clean cut. So people would have to listen to the message. And it worked. But I did something highly unusual for a sitting judge to do. Back in April of 1992, more than 18 years ago now, I held a press conference as a sitting judge saying that what we're doing isn't working and there's got to be a better way. And honestly, I didn't know what to expect. I expected certainly to have a recall election. I expected to have death threats. I certainly expected someone to run against me. I expected an ethical inquiry. None of those happened. People pretty much agreed that it was okay to discuss this. And, of course, the sheriff was very upset and the district attorney was very upset. But they're both gone long since, and I was able to survive. So it really was something that I was not sure what would happen. But people did rally, and it worked out fine.
And do people assume, aha, well, if this guy is for taking it easy on drug users, he must be a closet pot smoker or something?
Yeah, the sheriff said, you know, what's he smoking and stuff like that. But that just didn't go anywhere because no one can show that I've ever used any illicit substance. I haven't, although I do go home pretty much every day after work and take a mind-altering, sometimes addicting substance. Namely, I have a glass of wine with dinner, and sometimes I have two. And believe me, that's fully as dangerous as a lot of these other drugs, potentially, that we could talk about. And I know that we'll have some time this evening, and we'll talk about several. But, you know, we just need to hold people accountable for what they do, not what they put into their bodies. And once we come just to that realization, we will begin to make enormous progress in this whole area, such as it makes as much sense to me to put this gifted actor Robert Downey Jr. in jail for his heroin problem, and he will honestly always have one. He's doing pretty well now, but he'll always have that craving. But it makes as much sense to me to put him in jail for that heroin problem as it would have Betty Ford in jail for her alcohol problem. You know, it's the same thing. It's a medical issue. Bring these people closer to the medical professionals that can help them instead of labeling them automatic criminals and pushing them farther away. But if Robert Downey Jr., Betty Ford, honestly, George, you or I drive a motor vehicle impaired by, you fill in the blank, methamphetamines, alcohol, heroin, marijuana, whatever, bring them to me as a judge and we'll hold them accountable for their actions. What's the difference? Because now by their actions, they're putting our safety at risk, and that is a legitimate criminal justice function. And if they are doing that and they don't get the message, we'll put them in jail or we'll keep them in jail for a long time, if that's the case. But you address their actions, their conduct, not what they put into their bodies, and you begin to really make some progress.